From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia criticized over its Syria air campaign. Pressure is building for a ceasefire in Syria as members of the International Syria Support Group, including the U.S. and Russia, meet in Munich Thursday to discuss ways to end the fighting and provide access for humanitarian aid. U.S. officials are quoted as saying Russia is proposing a March 1st ceasefire, while Washington insists such a truce be immediate. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
It's very clear what needs to get done. There needs to be action in accordance with the U.N. Security Council Resolution 2254, which calls for a move towards full and immediate humanitarian access and a full ceasefire. Again, there have been multiple conversations over the past week between Secretary Kerry and Foreign Minister Lavrov. We've been expressing our concerns, frankly, about some of the actions in and around Aleppo, which has only complicated the situation on the ground in Syria.
On the eve of the meeting, members of the UN Security Council pressed Russia to halt its airstrikes around the embattled northern city Aleppo, where a rights group now says more than 500 have been killed in this month. Meanwhile, the U.S. envoy to the anti-Islamic State coalition, Brett McGurk, told U.S. lawmakers Wednesday that Russia's intervention has only strengthened the IS group.
The situation is totally unacceptable. It's causing a humanitarian catastrophe. It's strengthening the regime of Assad. And all that does is fuel extremists on both sides of the sectarian divide.
Russia's U.N. envoy, meanwhile, says his government will not apologize for the airstrikes, saying they're acting in a transparent manner at the invitation of the Syrian government. In Nigeria, an attack early Tuesday at a refugee camp by two female suicide bombers killed nearly 60, wounded dozens in Dikwe, northeast Borno State. The camp houses tens of thousands who have fled Boko Haram insurgent attacks. In northern Cameroon, at least six killed, dozens wounded, when two suicide bombers blew themselves up during a Muslim funeral. This is VOA News.